You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's neighborhood night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Nerdy is defined as someone characterized by an obsessive interest in something. Xbox, Marvel, technology, D&D, Lord of the Rings, Escape Rooms, Pokemon, Funko Pop, Star Wars, PlayStation, comic books, Magic the Gathering, Nintendo, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. All of that is Tech D Rob, host of the Nerd News Podcast, your source for everything nerdy.
I realize you guys are all nerds.
And this is the Nerd News Podcast.
It's been a while since I've done a Nerd News Podcast, but I'm at the studio today, looking for some stuff to upload, or waiting for some stuff to upload, and I had some time, which is not something I've had a lot of lately, so pardon the, I don't know, hiatus, I guess is the word I'm looking for, but that also feels kind of pretentious to me, but I was gone for a while, now I'm back, and I expect that I will be doing these again weekly. I'm just I don't know. I'm just in a weird place lately. I don't know. I can't really explain it. So we'll just do what we can do, and I will be here hopefully every week again. But we'll see. You know, there's always things that can come up. And no video today either, and I apologize for that simply because I'm just it's just a whole lot of weird going on in my life, and I don't know. But here we are. So let's do what we do and, let's get into some quick hits on that front. Quick hit wise. We have, new video games coming. It's been a while since I did this. Give me some slack on being, on top of it here. Beyond Good and Evil, the 20th anniversary edition, is coming to the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Cozy Grove Camp Spirit is coming to mobile platforms, iOS and Android. Graven is coming to next-gen and current-gen PlayStation and Xbox. Riven Remake is coming to Quest 2, Quest 3, PC, and Mac. Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble coming to the Switch. Until then, for the PC and PlayStation 5, Monster Hunter Puzzles, Feline Isles, again, on the mobile platforms, iOS and Android. Luigi's Mansion 2 in HD. Now, that's something I might have to look into. Neo Sprint on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Chia. Maybe you got to add a little small little T sound at the beginning. That is out this week, along with, finally, Spy X Anya Operation Memories on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and Switch. On DVD today, we have Ghostbusters, The Frozen Empire, The Boys in the Boat, Monkey Man, Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Digitally, there's not much going on. But this weekend, two fairly big titles. I say A Quiet Place Day One is the biggest title coming out. But then Horizon, An American Saga Chapter One, which I believe is the new, Kevin Costner. You know, he's no longer doing the Yellowstone, all that kind of stuff. So he's out promoting his movie, and that's where you got the information that Yellowstone was not going to have him back for the next season. So that is the first segment of the Nerd News Podcast. We'll take a quick break, and when we get back, I will go over a couple things, and then we'll see where we're at.
@TechD_Rob on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. More Nerd News Podcast next.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com. Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Nerd News Podcast with Tech D. Rob is new every Tuesday. Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
Welcome back. Just, quick stories. If I have more to elaborate on them, we'll get to those as well. But let's start at the top of my list so I can go down. My Hero Academia is ending in August 2024. Ah, not the anime, the manga. So by then, everything will have been put into books, and the show will have a complete work with which to, develop their show. So that should be a good thing for that. And Game of Thrones, all that kind of stuff, where the book was nowhere near being completed by the time they completed the TV show. But it is what it is. Speaking of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon has two episodes in, and I'm honestly, it's a good show still, but considering the pace of, the last few episodes of the previous thing, this war seems like it's never coming. There's so many people are doing bad things left and right, and it's not sparking just like straight up war yet. And it just seems weird. The show's, like I said, perfectly acted, all that kind of stuff. And on the subject of perfectly acted, The Boys is back. And I can't remember if it's episode 3 or 4 that I just watched, or maybe it was 5, but either way, the most recent episode of The Boys is brutal, but I say perfectly acted reminds me of this because Anthony Starr is, I don't know where he's been. I haven't seen him in anything else, but he is incredible as Homelander. And this isn't the first time someone's given this kind of praise to Anthony Starr. But after this week's episode, he warrants it 100%. He is worth it. He deserves an Emmy. If I cared about those awards, he would be the one that I would want to win because he just nailed it. D&D has picked up a rule from Baldur's Gate 3. So in Baldur's Gate 3, you can use a potion as a bonus action. In case you're not familiar with D&D, your character is given 3 different things at the beginning of your turn. You get movement, which is usually about 30 feet on a map. The maps are 5 square feet, so you get about 6 spaces, 6 little squares of movement. Typically, some of the shorter things only have 25. And you are given a bonus action, which can be done, depending on your class, you can do a number of different things with a bonus action. It's just not the same thing as the next thing, the action. The action is fighting, disengaging, trying to block or like parry or depending on your class again. But your action is the main thing you're doing in that turn, casting a spell, all that kind of stuff. The bonus action then is, typically it's far more underwhelming. But it used to be a really feels bad when for your regular action, you had to use a potion to heal yourself or any kind of potion to then not die. So now you can use that bonus action to take that potion. Feels a lot better, I'm sure, because it felt great in Baldur's Gate. So that's a good thing that is happening. The new Super Mario movie has a release date. It is April 24th, 2026. So obviously that's ways away. Let's see. We're in the sixth month. So we got about a year and 10 months. It's about where we're at. Mario 1 was good. I'll look forward to Mario 2. We'll see what happens with it. Dr. Disrespect is... he's either being witch hunted or he is in some deep, deep bad stuff. So if you're not familiar with the situation, Dr. Disrespect left Twitch a while back. They settled. He was given his full contract and it's never been known what happened there. Well, someone who said they worked with Twitch has said that he got in trouble with Twitch for using the whisper function, which is like direct messages, to talk to underage girls. Obviously, if that's true, and I don't mean just like going, hey, thanks for being a fan. It was sexual in nature, according to this guy. Now, I don't know who I believe, but it seems to me that if Twitch got rid of him for this reason, they could have gone public with this information then and not had to pay him, because it certainly sounds like a breach of contract. However, a lot of people are saying that if they did say that they found out about this through the whisper function, that they would then have to out themselves to everyone who uses Twitch as looking into your whispers, which are not, they're not supposed to. So that may have been the case where this did happen, but Twitch had to save their own hide by just letting it go. Obviously, nobody knows for sure what's going on, but I believe yesterday Dr. Disrespect said he's going to take a hiatus. So we'll see. I don't know. It certainly sounds like somebody did something nefarious. Hopefully it comes out in soon as to what the deal is. Because Dr. Disrespect, I will say he's entertaining to watch, but if he did do these things, yeah, he deserves some sort of punishment. But also, if Twitch did these things, it's not going to look good for either one of them. So this could be bad for both of parties, Dr. Disrespect and Twitch. Especially if Twitch had this information and didn't give it to, like, I don't know, authorities, because that seems like something that's illegal. I mean, Chris Hansen gets people all the time for that. So that's where that is. Now, a couple things I want to talk about. One more thing, and then I'm going to give you a review of a movie I've watched recently. Star Wars Unlimited is the trading card game that I'm deep in this trading card game. I completely love the first set. It came out in March. I've been playing almost every weekend in tournaments. I've won a couple tournaments. I won two store championships, won a Mace Windu promo card that I was able to sell at both of those for over $100. And the game is still fun to me. It's a game that I don't ever get, like, I might get burnt out on playing, but I wouldn't get bored. It might be something that keeps me... I don't know. It might be something that I wouldn't want to play in a huge tournament, but that's just because my attention span and my brain would just be mush by the end. But I do still love the game. The new set comes out very soon, beginning of July. And I have already pre-ordered my boxes, which I know if you've listened to the Regulation TJ show, TJ hates that phrase, but I did pre-order. Excuse me. And I will be playing it next weekend in the pre-releases. And then the following weekend is when this full set releases, and I'll be going sifting through the cards, trying to make some new decks, see what all's going on with it. But if you have any interest in this game, now is not the time to get into it. I'll tell you why. You still can't find much of the first set. The first set will be reprinted in Holiday 2024. That's what they call it. I didn't want to say like November, December, because they just called it Holiday 24. So with that being said, that would be the time to jump in, because by then, there's been plenty of time for this new set to make, get in circulation, for people to get some cards on the secondary market. And then, you know, when the second, I mean, when the first set comes back out, you can jump in it at a more rational MSRP price. Some places are charging double for packs, which is, it's insane, but it's because of supply and demand. Because if these local stores sold the boxes or packs to people who aren't players of the game, are just like scalping, they're just going to go on eBay and someone who wants to play the game can't get it. It's a catch 22, because also if you want to play the game and you don't want to pay double price, I understand that as well. So it's a fiasco. Hopefully Fantasy Flight Games gets it taken care of, because the game is great. I will give it that. It is a fun game to play. I enjoy every time I play it. Even if I lose, there are very few games that I've just felt awful after it was over. So I don't know. It's a great game. I highly recommend looking into it if you haven't. But don't do that until the end of the year if you haven't looked into it already. Now, finally, the last thing I want to talk about is a review of a movie. Inside Out 2, the sequel to the critically acclaimed Inside Out movie from Pixar. I saw Inside Out 2 last week. So I will preface this by saying one thing. I did not like Inside Out. So if you did, if it was your cup of tea, take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt, because I did not like Inside Out 2. I think I liked it less than I liked Inside Out, to be completely honest with you. So I can't recommend it to anyone. There were a lot of people saying they were crying in the theaters, and I don't know when. I don't know what part of it. Maybe I had a different childhood because some of these things didn't click with me. It also could be because the main character is a little girl, and I was never a little girl. So I don't know if it's just like a connection type situation where me growing up as a young boy, having different experiences than a young girl. Maybe that's it. But it didn't speak to me the way it speaks to so many other people. So that is my one qualm. It's not one qualm. That's my qualms. Those are my qualms with the movie Inside Out 2. I cannot recommend it to someone. That's the gist of it. So that is the Nerd News Podcast for this week. I will not leave you hanging for too long if I leave you hanging. So thank you for joining me, and I'll talk to you next time.
That's it for this week's Nerd News Podcast. Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at TechD_Rob. Subscribe now. More Nerd News next week.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com. Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.